Several middle schoolers, their teachers, and Bay Area environmental activists address the City Council's Community and Economic Development Committee. Elias is an eighth grader at Oakland's Urban Promise Academy. He says the air quality around the airport has already impacted the health of his neighborhood.
The Oakland Airport expansion will only contribute to pollution and should be stopped. This will affect everyone with asthma or respiratory problems. For example, I have asthma and my dad has asthma. If we expand the airport, it will make the air quality worse.
The Port of Oakland is considering adding a new terminal with 16 new gates to the airport, which critics argue will make pollution worse. Nia Tisdale is an East Oakland organizer with Communities for a Better Environment. She said the airport expansion project proposal butts up against low-income communities of color, where pollution from heavy industry and other sources often have a disproportionate impact.
It makes me emotional talking about it because as a community organizer, I speak directly with residents and community and friends and families who talk about, you know, the smells in the air, the way that their body feels, the headaches they get, the family members that they've lost due to pollution.
David Fokey is an East Oakland resident with the Stop OAK Expansion Coalition. He said young people in his community are also concerned about the increased greenhouse gas emissions that will result from more jets taking off and arriving.
As the climate crisis exacerbates, their very future is at risk, and they wanted to deliver that message today.
However, District 5 Councilmember Noel Gallo said the airport expansion project brings economic benefits for the community that also have to be considered.
From the beginning to the end, what is being provided at the airport? Not only employment, economic opportunities, but where is the expansion?
The Port of Oakland is due to consider a final environmental impact report on the expansion sometime in the autumn. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.